Hello, this is Lincoln, recording the Iroquois County Times Republic for Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Starting out with front page, members take oath at CICUSD number 249 board meeting by Kim Raby for the Times Republic. The Crescent Iroquois CUSD number 249 Board of Education met Monday, April 28th. Massey, board president, called the meeting to order at 7 p.m. Superintendent/principal Lucas Schroeder, pro tem, took roll call. Present were Candy Butzo, Becky Dirks, Steve Massey, and Tim Coleman. The board approved minutes of a regular meeting conducted March 17th, the March 31st treasurer's report, payment of bills dated April 28th, the impressed fund and petty cash reports of March 31st, and the abstract of board election vote results. The oath of office was then administered by Steve Massey, Aaron Hamilton, and Mallory Redeker. Leaving their positions on the board are Jody Niebuhr and Christy Pfeiffer. Following the oath, roll call of the newly created board took place. Present were Candy Butzow, Becky Dirks, Hamilton, Tim Coleman, Massey, and Redeker. Election of officers was conducted. Nominated and retained in his current position was Massey as board president. Seated as secretary was Becky Dirks, and appointed as vice president was Tim Coleman. All were secured to their positions by a voice vote of the board. In its next action, the board set First Trust and Savings Bank of Watseka as the depository for the district, with investments open to any financial institution in the county. Board meeting dates for the next year were discussed. As there were no changes to the agenda, no public comments, and no board correspondence, the superintendent's report was discussed. For buildings and grounds, Schroeder said John Carter will mow the high school property until the closing. Bus vandalism took place a couple of weeks ago and was investigated. Plus, a Wheeler grant was talked about in regards to applying for a bus grant through the Wheeler Foundation. For financials, the board learned that there is a CD due for renewal in May. Members were reminded to turn in their statements of economic interest. The principal's report noted K through 5 enrollment for the district is at 51, and for grades 6 through 12 enrollment stands at 56. The spring concert was set for Wednesday, April 30th. Grades 3 through 5 will enjoy a field trip to a trampoline park in May. Grades K through 2 will enjoy a field trip towards the end of the month. There is no school May 26th, and two fifth graders, Henry Bull and Ava Grabo, were chosen to attend the Iroquois County Administrators Association luncheon on May 7th. Students who meet the fourth quarter reading challenge will be rewarded with a bounce house towards the end of May. The last day of student attendance is Monday, June 2nd. Students will dismiss at 11:30 a.m., and a district lunch is set for 12 noon, with the board invited to attend. The new board then approved consent agenda items, leave closed minutes closed, destroy audio tapes older than 18 months, heard of an FOIA request, accepted the resignation of Kathy Christensen as a bus driver effective April 2nd, and accepted the resignation of Larry Holden as a bus driver at the end of the current school year. Russell Lee and Associates were approved to conduct the district's audit for fiscal year 25. The discussion and approval of the district's financial report for the 2023-24 school year was tabled to the May 19th meeting. Schroeder discussed changes in the memorandum of understanding in regards to the minimum teacher salary law, which the board then approved. A registration fee of $30 for K through 5 students was approved, as was the charge of $3 per adult meal. Board members for fiscal year 26, which begins July 1st, 2025 and ends June 30th, 2026, were approved and set as follows: July 21st, when the budget will be on display, August 18th, September 15th, October 27th, which is the fourth Monday, November 17th, December 15th, January 26th, the fourth Monday due to a holiday, February 23rd, the fourth Monday due to a holiday, March 16th, April 20th, May 18th, and June 22nd, when the budget will be on display. Next fiscal year's meetings will start at 6 p.m. instead of the current time of 7. The board adjourned to executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity. However, a meeting to consider an increase in compensation to a specific employee of a public body that is subject to the Local Government Wage Increase Transparency Law Act may not be closed and shall be open to the public and posted and held in accordance with this Act 5 ILCS 120/2(1), amended by PA 99-646. Once the executive session adjourned and the regular meeting reconvened, the board approved the hiring of Denise Carter as a classroom aide and bus driver for the next school year, pending a background check. The next meeting will be at 7 p.m. Monday, May 19th, in the Crescent City Grade School Boardroom. Next, we turn to Watseka Chamber Celebrates with Awards at Banquet by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. It was a night of celebration on May 7th as the Watseka Area Chamber of Commerce conducted its 80th annual banquet night. The Times Republic presented the Lifetime Achievement Award and the Citizen of the Year Award. Rhonda and Terry Pence were named Lifetime Achievement Award winners. Amanda Hibbs was named Citizen of the Year. The Chamber also presented two awards again this year, but with a slight difference. This year, the Chamber presented the Community Impact Award and the Chamber Spirit Award. And there's nice pictures here of Executive Director Amanda Hibbs presenting the award to Felice Waters. And then below that, Terry and Rhonda Pence are the 2025 Times Republic Citizens of the Year. The Community Impact Award went to the Watseka Public Library. The Chamber Spirit Award went to Sugar Creek Trading Company. About 120 people attended the event, which is also a fundraiser for the Chamber, at the Homestead venue in Watseka. The Long Branch catered the event, and Rob Warmbier was the auctioneer for the live auction that was part of the event. Chamber Executive Director Amanda Hibbs also presented two awards for volunteerism and helpfulness. Those awards went to Felice Waters and Brian Cheney. Roberta Kempen, Times Republic Advertising Director, presented the Lifetime Achievement Award to Rhonda and Terry Pence. This husband and wife team are both well known throughout Watseka and Iroquois County. You never quite know where you would see them an area business, restaurant, athletic or academic event, the local library, hospital, even local government, she said. Of Rhonda, Kempen said she was told growing up, if you see a project that needed done, just do it. Do not wait for an invitation to help. With that nugget of guidance, she saw projects that needed help. Here are just a few. Watseka Library, Watseka Area Chamber of Commerce, Unit 9 Academic Foundation, St. Edmund's CCW, and 4-H leader of the Watseka Wild Clovers. Of Terry, she said, he started riding around in the truck with his dad when his dad was out servicing customers. When he was old enough, he started working part-time in 1973 in the family business. After completion of college, he came back to the business and started working full-time while building relationships with people and businesses in the community. Building those relationships with the community is something that he still carries on today. Through those relationships, community involvement grew. His involvement included Watseka JCs, Watseka Lions Club, Knights of Columbus, the Police Board, Zoning and Planning Committees, and now City Aldermen. But they are more than just two individuals doing their own thing. They are a team. When their two children were growing, you would find them volunteering for PTO, Watseka Show Choir, post-prom, Youth Council, and Athletic Boosters. Amanda Hibbs is the Times Republic Citizen of the Year. She is much more involved in the community than with just chamber activities. Everyone in this room has seen our Citizen of the Year at work, read the nomination. Our Citizen of the Year is ready to lend a hand wherever needed, from civic organizations to being an elected official. Our Citizen of the Year is proud of the community and wants to see it grow and thrive. Just a few areas where our citizen has helped out. Filling eggs at the Legion for the Easter egg hunt. Selling peanuts for Kiwanis. Working the pancake and sausage breakfast for Kiwanis, promoting the community on social media, working the bags tournament at the fairgrounds, working with the city and others to get the military banners program going in downtown Watseka. In the past, our citizen has planted flowers and helped with park district activities. She is also currently the Watseka city clerk. She's taken on probably her biggest endeavor yet and is making great strides in getting that accomplished as well. She is coordinating the drive-through Christmas light display that the chamber will be conducting in Legion Park during the holiday season. In between the work she does in the community, our citizen also helps out her family and friends when they need her. Community Impact Award. This award is to recognize outstanding businesses, individuals, and organizations that stand out among the chamber and that have demonstrated excellence, innovative practices, growth, longevity, and significant contributions to the community. Amanda Hibbs presented this award to the Watseka Public Library. This year's new Community Impact Award winner does countless things for our community, she said. You may see them show their holiday spirit by participating in our local parades, such as this year's past Christmas parade, walking unit dressed like the Island of Misfit Toys Winter Wonderland. You may have attended an event that they put on, such as the Pirates and Fairies Family Fun Day and Walk the Plank Escape Room, where you may have seen them dressed like pirates, or Reindeer Games, where they are dressed like reindeer and yeti. Of course, we can't forget the Viking Family Fun, where they made a Viking ship out of cardboard. They also offer reading challenges and kids drop-in crafts, teen book club, preschool story time, caregiver support groups, along with making Valentines with the Watseka boys basketball team. You could also see them in their FB videos that they post doing fun, quirky things such as dressing like Wicked for brooms and bracelets, doing TikTok videos that I'm sure everyone enjoys. They brought the storybook walk to Lakeview Park, where it is currently featuring Ursula Upside Down, and they have an amazing book selection along with their book sales, and we can't forget Darcy's Ladies Night Book Club. They are a huge asset to our community and offer much more than I can share with you all here tonight. Their mission statement: serve as an informational, recreational, and educational center for persons of all ages in the community. Special efforts are made to help children develop an appreciation for reading and libraries, and to encourage all library users to become lifelong learners. They have been serving the city of Wauseka since 1898. It is with great pleasure to present to you our 2025 Community Impact Award winners, Wauseka Public Library Chamber Spirit Award. This award is to recognize outstanding businesses, individuals, and organizations that stand out among the chamber and that have demonstrated excellence, innovative practices, growth, longevity, and significant contributions to the community. Chamber Vice President Ashley Ward presented this award to Sugar Creek Trading Company owners Christopher Canaday and Angelina Pacheco. This dynamic duo I'm going to introduce you tonight is the heart and soul behind the delightful little gem in downtown Wauseka, otherwise known as Sugar Creek Trading Company, a family-owned market and pharmacy that is anything but your average shop. Behind this venture are two remarkable individuals. I'm proud to have known one side of this dynamic duo, Chris, since he was in high school. Believe it or not, this moment is full circle for me, as I was his mentor in high school, and when I was a senior, he was a freshman. Chris, you've done well, and I know we are all very proud of you. For those of you who don't know Chris, let me give a little background about him. Chris is originally from here. In fact, his family has been around this community for over 150 years. After graduating high school, he went on to travel and spent time in places like Australia and Colorado and other various parts of our country. Through that, he has met and learned from herbalists from various countries, which give him a vast amount of knowledge for the business they run. Chris's traveling also led him to the other half of this dynamic duo, who is equally as great as Chris, Angelina. Angelina is originally from Arizona. She went on and earned her culinary degree and began traveling extensively for work. She has called places like Houston, Baltimore, and the Smoky Mountains home. She enjoyed discovering new cities, flavors, and cultures. She always had to go check out the local culinary scene of where she was visiting for work. And of course, I won't forget to shout out their daughter, who you can meet and find in the shop too, truly making this a family business. When Sugar Creek Trading Company cooks, they infuse every dish with love. Their goal is to establish a fresh food market featuring artisan sandwiches, salads, wraps, and more. And when I say more, trust me, I mean it. Angelina and Chris are so great about listening to what you may want for your event and catering to that. If you haven't seen these two around yet, I would be shocked. You can catch them at our local farmers market all season long, at pop-up events all over the country, helping and serving food out at various fundraisers, or having booths set up to sell food at festivals. You name it, this duo is there. They truly are full of spirit for this community. From the rest of the board of directors for the chamber and our executive director, Amanda, we also want to thank them for their generous fundraiser for our chamber light show. If you haven't tried the ice cream these two make, up, you need to. Recently, they had a pop-up ice cream sale in their shop. During that time, they offered a flavor called Wonka's Kitchen Sink, and all proceeds went toward the Christmas light show the chamber is working to get off the ground. This was done unprompted by us and out of the goodness of their own hearts. I could stand up here all night and tell you all of the amazing things they are doing and places you can find them. However, if I began to name them all, I know I would forget something. Chris and Angelina, thank you for making your dreams a reality right here in Iroquois County. We appreciate your kind hearts and stand behind you to support you in this business you are building. With that, I'm so honored to present to you all our first ever winners of the Chamber Spirit Award, Sugar Creek Trading Company. And here are some pictures, Sugar Creek Trading Company owners, Angelina Pacheco, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Christopher Kennedy were named the Chamber Spirit Award winners. The Watseka Public Library staff was named the Chamber's Community Impact Award winner. Next, Crescent City hires new park community center caretaker, from staff reports. The May 5th meeting of the Crescent City Town Board was called to order at 7 p.m. by Mayor Mark Raby. Kathy Christensen, clerk, took roll call with all trustees responding. Joe Bellett, Chris Morical, Kim Raby, Joe Martin, Jim Sorensen, and Steve Carley. Also present were Treasurer Mary Carley, Maintenance Engineer Al Johnson, and Permit Issuer Jeff Hildenbrand. Guests included Kira Ebert, Chief of Staff for the 106th District State Representative Jason Bunting, and Amanda Bellott. Johnson let the board know he had replaced a water meter at a residence/commercial building. He was told benches for Heritage Park have been ordered and should be received and hopefully installed in time for Fireball Festival 2025, which is Father's Day weekend. He said he is working to get the community prepared for the event. A report from ERH was read by Christensen, collected and analyzed all required samples, and submitted monthly operating reports. Performed daily testing for process control, serviced equipment, exercised the emergency generator, responded to Julie locate requests, rotated wells, flushed hydrants, and flow-tested fire hydrants. Bellott reported ERH will try to perform maintenance on hydrants the next 2 months. Discussion took place on the large pull of water from the tower, which drops water pressure. It is hoped less water can be taken during peak hours. Hydrants will be flushed in September, and Kim Raby asked for notification when it's set to take place so residents can be alerted. Minutes of the April 7th meeting were read and approved, as were the treasurer's reports for the village and community center. Amanda Bellott will now be the caretaker of reservations for Heritage Park Pavilion and the community center. All renters will be required to read the rules, sign an agreement, and pay a deposit. The community center rent is $75 per day, with a $50 deposit required, and the rent for Heritage Park Pavilion, which includes use of the concession stand, is $50. Deposit checks will be returned if the park and center are free of damage. In the case of someone wanting to rent the pavilion but also wanting to reserve the community center as a backup in case of inclement weather, the full amount of $50 for the pavilion and 75 plus deposit for the center must both be paid. The reason is, if the community center is on reserve but isn't used, the village loses the rent because the center was secured and couldn't be rented out to anyone else. Bellet can be reached at 815-274-6845. Ebert told the board she has attended 27 town board meetings, with Crescent City being the 28th. She wants communities to know she is available to help with questions or problems which may arise. Though she may not be able to provide answers, she will certainly do her best to gather information. Bunting's Watsika office is at 342 West Walnut Street, Suite 2, and Ebert is there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. She offered assistance for finding grants beneficial to the village. She handed out her business card and a flyer for the Museums in the Park program, which provides free admission for four to several Chicago area museums, parks, aquariums, and other places of interest. Mayor Raby had several items of new business. A resolution for roadway repairs was discussed and then approved. An ordinance which covers state regulations for the installation of solar panels was introduced and then approved. A voice vote for approval of Ordinance 2025-05-05 was taken with all trustees voting yes. A condemned property in the village will be demolished after May 8th, and Mayor Raby has requested a police officer to be on the premises at that time. The new doors for the concession restroom area at Heritage Park are being painted and should be installed before Fireball Festival 25. There has been a camper parked on the city parking lot between the post office and former Shiwi Prince Shop. The owner will be told it must be removed. The flagpole will finally be moved back out of the tree area and behind the obelisk. The Hartke family has been notified and is okay with the Hartke Monument Memorial being moved. There are areas in the village which haven't been mowed yet, as the owners will be notified. A report on the town's bridges was received. The bridge on South Cherry is in good condition, but riprap needs to be added, as well as the bridge by Church Street. Hildebrand didn't have any new permits issued, but he explained a bit more in depth of the solar installation ordinance. Bills for the month were discussed and approved for payment. Motion to adjourn was made at 8:51 p.m. The next meeting will be at 7 p.m. Monday, June 2nd at City Hall. Mom's Night Out event set for May 30th in Watsika. The Watsika Farmers Market is hosting a Mom's Night Out May 30th. The event will be at the Homestead venue in Watsika from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. for Sip, Sparkle, and Soul. Tickets are $35 and will include one drink ticket, charcuterie board, snacks and goodie bags, social connection, and music and dance. Citizens State Bank announces three local-level winners. High school students from Milford, Watsika, and Hoopston submitted essays to be judged locally and in the CBAI Foundation for Community Banking Scholarship Program, according to information provided. This year, Citizens State Bank awarded three monetary awards. First place was $200 awarded to Stephanie Sternberg of Milford. Second place was $150 awarded to Gage Vogel of Milford. And third place was $100 awarded to Sarah Parsons of Watsika. Students were to write a one-page essay on the theme, "How has your local community bank impacted you or your family?" Five of these essays were forwarded to CBAI for further judging and other possible rewards. This has been Lincoln recording the Iroquois County Times Republic for Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Hope to see you on the radio again real soon.